44.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome to Community Comment. I'm Jake Hayes, and I'm just about to throw it over to Kevin Haugen. But first, I want to talk about my friends at Professional Floor Covering. They are your home for floors and so much more. Randy and his team are here to help design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. Wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of countertops, though, in your kitchen or bathroom, they will get you set up. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how a kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. Totally nailed that one there. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops, and they help you find the perfect countertop that fits your lifestyle and design. Now, without further ado, we will throw it over to Kevin Haugen for Community Comment.
The third Wednesday of the month, be sure to make that quick change. It will be on now the fourth Tuesday moving forward here on Community Comment. So appreciate the Sheriff making time for us here this morning on Community Comment. And Sheriff, we have a lot to get to and very little time to get to a lot of topics. So I want to kick things off with some breaking news that came out yesterday. Your agency released a press release. Some development that has been ongoing or at least has been making the headlines for the last couple of years here in Dodge County. It was really blew up. I believe it was like 2018, mm-hmm. Late 2017, around the 2018 timeframe, when there was a lot of investigations and news stories coming out about the so-called gentlemen's clubs here in Dodge County. There are, I believe, if my math is correct, a total of three in the Dodge County area. Two of them have closed. One of them was still technically in operation under the name Elite Entertainment there in Juneau. But Sheriff, I'll let you kind of take over from here and just give our listeners and viewers an update on just what you guys had learned here over the last couple of days when it comes to that establishment there in the city of Juneau.
Yeah, I've received a phone call a couple of weeks ago, actually, notifying me that this was going to be coming. I wanted to make sure that it was actually done and the deal was finalized. But Elite Entertainment, the building, it was Solomon's, it was Silk before that. Way back in the day, it was Cocktails and Dreams. So it changed names a number of times. The company Vine and Branch Management, which is a real estate holding company, purchased it on Friday, and they made it specific that it was on Good Friday that they closed it and purchased that property. They put up a sign that said "Forever" or "Closed Forever" and "Thank You Jesus" on it. And it was a nice Good Friday celebration for everybody, as far as I'm concerned. Christians very, very happy with it, of course. It took place and puts an end to the strip clubs in Dodge County. We have no strip clubs that are open any longer. The owner tells me that he has no intention of allowing that to open again. He actually called me and said, "Where do I return the license, the liquor license and the club license?" To which I said it wasn't his to return because it didn't belong to him. It belonged to somebody else. And now that he sold, it's no longer valid. But yeah, I'm told he returned that to the city of Juneau. That puts to rest a long line of strip clubs in Dodge County that have caused a number of issues criminally for us with Christopher Childs and his arrest for brutally assaulting and trafficking women in those strip clubs, and the other individuals that were arrested and charged, owners, one of them of this establishment, he was a silent owner in this building, was arrested federally, and we've had so many developments through the years on this, and it has been something we've been working hard on. I didn't work on this part of it. I didn't do it to play any role in the purchase, but it was a nice, pleasant surprise, especially considering we had been receiving information recently that there's criminal activity happening at Elite, and they've only been open for a couple of months. So now those cases are obviously closed with the business being closed, and we can look at trafficking in other areas. And don't get me wrong, it's still happening in our community, but these three locations really were driving that trafficking, sex trafficking in Dodge County for a long, long time. Now it's no longer in those public operations.
Yeah, and that's something that was noted in the release yesterday, that even though that this is a real positive development for the community, that this establishment has closed, it still means that there are other incidents. And I'm sure this, for your agency, will just mean the freeing up of resources that mm-hmm. you no longer have to dedicate to, all right, here comes another call in about this place that we have to go and investigate and do our and spend our time looking into. Now you can and spend that time and effort elsewhere in investigating important tips that you guys are getting in your agency.
Right. And through the years, you look at these strip clubs and the various things that we've had, from prostitution. We had a shooting that happened down at the strip club down in Lebanon back in 2017. You may recall, I walked in full uniform and caught prostitution happening right in one of the rooms at the hardware store in Kleiman. The Childs case that we talked about, the victims that happened, and those individuals were being victimized in all of these clubs, now we'll be able to focus on the other crimes that were happening as well. Unfortunately, these things that I'm holding up here, for those who can see me on TV, my cell phone. Those are really heavily used in the trafficking trade, whether that be sex trafficking or just human trafficking, work related human trafficking. They're heavily used in that environment, and we just had a detective that went through human trafficking training here just within the last couple of weeks. I went through a training just a couple of months ago, so it is something that's still on our radar, and we're still going to be focusing on in coming months. Even though these facilities are closed, there's still a lot of it going on out there.
According to the press release there, according to the property owners there, that establishment has, again, been shut down with the goal of churning it into a place of worship, healing, and counseling. This will include offices for Chris Jansen Ministries, Whole Life Healing Counseling, and Vine and Branch Management, which the sheriff alluded to just a little bit ago here. But we'll, I'm sure, follow along on those developments as establishment is transformed into a different place of business here in the next couple of years. But you're listening to Community Comments. Our guest here on the program, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Do you want a new rug? One that looks really good? One that matches your home's decor, like an area rug should.
Do you want a new rug? Then get to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam right now during our super spectacular area rug clearance event. Hi, this is Sandy. We have more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capo, Syria, Cass, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary. No matter what your decorating style, we have an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 167 years.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year.
McKinstry's.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And back with more Community Comment, here's Kevin Haugen.
And it's 10:19 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You're listening to Community Comment. Our guest on the show this morning is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. If you have a question for our guest here on Community Comment today, you can call into the show at 920-885-4446, or you can call or text 920-887-9595. If you have a question for our guest, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, here on Community Comment today. Here in our second segment of our program, I want to spend a few minutes highlighting some upcoming trainings that the Sheriff's Office is hosting here in the city of Juneau. One of them is taking place tomorrow night.
Yeah. And part of our responsibility as the Sheriff's Office is more than just enforcing laws, but it's in educating people on various things so that they know how to go about things in their daily lives. And tomorrow we have a great opportunity. This will be the third time that we've held this training. One of our administrative support specialists, Jody Zitlow, has really worked hard to put these together. Give her a ton of credit for all of the work she's done. This one's landlord-tenant training. Like I said, this is the third time that she's done it. We usually do it about every 2 years to give information to landlords and tenants on landlord-tenant type laws. We at the Sheriff's Office are responsible for dealing with court orders that come out of landlord-tenant laws. A lot of times someone might get evicted. We are responsible for evicting individuals, and we would rather give information ahead of time to landlords and tenants on what their rights are, what they have to do, what a landlord can do or should know as far as evicting somebody from a residence the legal way, what a tenant can needs to know on their rights in that as well. And so we have had a ton of landlords in the past talk to us about how beneficial this was. Tenants, same thing, have showed up and been very gracious and appreciated the knowledge we've been able to give. Jody Zitlow manages this because she manages our civil process, and so it's right up her alley. And we have some of our civil process folks that are there. And so tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the administration building in Juneau, right in the first floor, we are going to be welcoming landlords and tenants. We ask that you contact Jody in advance if you can. Her email address is jzitlow, Zitlow, at co.dodge.wi.us. And just let her know that you're coming so that she can get a good head count in advance. But we certainly want as many landlords and tenants to be there as possible so that we can provide that educational training to the community.
Yeah, and we don't want to make Jody's job more difficult, but if somebody hears this tomorrow, they send in an email just to try to get that out earlier in the day as possible so they, again, can prep and get that ready for all the tenants and landlords who will be taking part in that free training. And again, that program also have a feature speaker in Karina. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Eufinger?
I believe that's close.
I think I'm like 80% of the way there. But she is a licensed Wisconsin real estate broker who will be on hand to help dive into a lot of these specific topics. And also the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, civil process team will be on hand and available to answer any questions the public may have. That training is happening again at 6 p.m. tomorrow night in the auditorium on the first floor of the Dodge County Administration Building, located at 127 East Oak Street in Juneau. Sheriff, there is also another training happening next month in May.
Yeah, we've had a number of different incidents that have occurred over the last several months. We just went out and did compliance checks with a number of the licensed establishments around the county with our staff and with our cadet staff who've went in to make sure that people are properly carding people, making sure we're not selling to underage persons. And it came to light that we need some additional training. Now, every bartender, every licensee is supposed to go through some kind of beverage server training. And from what I'm understanding is the online training that's presented isn't all that great and doesn't provide a ton of great one-on-one experience. It's a class you have to take just so you can get the certificate. And we wanted to go above and beyond that and provide some free training to all of the liquor license establishments out there. You could be a bar, you could be a restaurant, you could be somebody who's just a liquor store, grocery store, somebody who's selling liquor. So we have this free training. And it's going to be May 24th, so it's a little over a month away. That'll be at the sheriff's office. It's going to start at 1 o'clock. It's a Saturday. And Lieutenant Dustin Wass is going to lead that training. And we've taken some training that I went through a number of years ago when I really heavily focused on this when I was a patrol deputy. We've retooled it a bit, and Lieutenant Wass has put something together that we can offer to those out there. We'd love to have this first one be in person. Our goal is to make something that we can provide online so that every time you get somebody new, you don't have to wait for a training to happen. You can go through this training or put your employees through this training or even have an annual refresher. It's a great way to learn some of the cues of how somebody is lying to you when they're presenting a fake ID. Or the various things that you should be looking for when somebody is coming in and trying to buy alcohol. So great training we're putting on again Saturday, May 24th at 1 p.m. at the Sheriff's Office in Juneau. And Lieutenant Dustin Wass will be putting that on. If somebody is interested in attending this, same thing. Send him an email in advance. Let him know how many is coming. If we get a lot of response, we may need to move it. His email is dwaas. So dwaas@co.dodge.wi.us. Let him know you're interested. Really looking forward to getting this training up and running and providing that continuing training for all of those employers out there who are serving alcohol so they can do so responsibly.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, our guest here on Community Comment today. Very appropriate topic as currently we are in the midst of National Work Zone Awareness Week. It runs from April 21st through the 25th throughout the country, and it's just a reminder for motorists to be aware when driving through work zones, and that workers just want to get home safely to their loved ones, just like any motorist does when they're out traversing the roadways here. And Sheriff, what is some safety tips and things that we need to remind motorists when driving here in Dodge County?
First rule is, if there's a sign that says road closed, don't drive around the road closed sign. That is called failure to obey sign. If you live or work within that one block, you're permitted to go into that road closed section as long as it's allowed through traffic road closed to through traffic. If you're in that block, you're able to go there. But typically, if you come up to that road and you have no business on that road in that immediate first stretch, you have to go around. You can't drive around that road closed sign. It's the same citation for violating a stop sign or violating any other road sign out there. It's failure to obey sign. You cannot drive around them. if you are in a construction zone, maybe you're driving down 151 and it's down to one lane, they got the orange barrels out. Remember, you have to obey those reduced speed signs. Fines are doubled in a speed zone. And so it's important for you to make sure that you're following those guidelines. If there's people walking around out there, you may want to slow down a bit more. Take your time going through there. You want to make sure that you don't hit somebody because all they're doing is trying to do their job and they want to get home. That also goes back to driving into the closed road sections. I can't tell you how frustrating it is for those road construction workers to be trying to do their job and having cars go through and go through and go through. It makes it very difficult for them to do their job when you're driving through their workplace. So please avoid those areas if at all possible and just drive safely.
This year's theme, there's always a theme that coincides with National Work Zone Awareness Week. This year's theme is Respect the Zone, so we all get home. That is the reminder for motorists out there. And we're going to be joined actually next Monday, April 28th. We'll be joined by Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. He'll talk about just some of the work that they do at the Highway Department and just highlighting some of these really important safety tips and reminders. I mean, I'm sure he deals with this on a regular basis, being in charge of all the many highway systems here in Dodge County. So looking forward to that conversation. Excuse me, on Monday with Dodge County Highway Commissioner Brian Field. Our guest here today, though, on Community Comment is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. And we do have to take another short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Warm weather, golf, and giving back to the kids? That sounds like the perfect day. On Friday, May 30th, get ready for the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon Golf Outing at Old Hickory Golf Club. Registration is at 11 a.m., while 12 o'clock noon marks the shotgun start. It's only $350 for a foursome with two carts and a lunch for four. If all those mulligans have you hungry, stay for snacks, raffle baskets, and scratch-offs. The registration deadline is May 16th. A form and more details are available at dailydodge.com. Don't golf? Consider sponsoring a hole. And be sure to stick around for the 50-50 raffles, where $10 gets you 10 tickets. All funds raised through the day will benefit the 2025 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon.
At the Children's Radiothon golf outing, from every fairway shot to shank that will make you yell four, it's for the kids.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare.
Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pope Francis' funeral mass will be held on Saturday, and the public viewing of his body will begin tomorrow. The Cardinals will begin the process of picking a new pope after that. Who could it be? Father John Walk is a church historian in Rome.
You want to look for someone, probably look for someone who has experience running a major diocese. If you're thinking about the capacity to run the church, right? On the other hand, maybe you're looking for someone who's a more prophetic figure, someone who's guided by their life of prayer and their contact with God, right? A man of obvious holiness.
Stocks are rallying as companies report better profits than anticipated. After losing more than 900 points yesterday, the Dow is up 776 points right now. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on whether parents have the right to remove their children from elementary school classes if storybooks have gay characters in them. The case from Montgomery County, Maryland. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
The last so-called Gentleman's Club in Dodge County has closed. The establishment, which has gone by many names in recent years, and most recently Elite Entertainment, was located in Juneau. The new owner of the property says a real estate holding company managed by Vine and Branch Management purchased the strip club for the purpose of shutting it down and turning it into a place of worship, healing, and counseling. More information is at elitedodge.com. Beaver Dam School District officials are commending the staff of Wilson Elementary as the facility will be transitioning into a host site for child care. The district has teamed up with Community Care to repurpose the building into a facility for child care services. Beaver Dam School District Superintendent Mark DeStefano says he is proud of the Wilson staff for making this last year special for students. There is an open house planned at Wilson in May for the public. More details are at dldodge.com. Now, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dodge County is highlighting an upcoming program aimed at shining a light on issues impacting older adults. The Aging Advocacy Day is taking place on May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Registration to attend this year's event is this Friday. A link to sign up is at dldodge.com. The Watertown Regional Medical Center was recently recognized for its commitment to patient safety. The hospital was named a recipient of HealthGrade's 2025 Patient Safety Excellence Award. The award recognizes hospitals that excel at providing top quality care while preventing serious safety events during hospital stays. This designation marks the third consecutive year the hospital has earned the top honor for patient safety from HealthGrade's. Electricity at Beaver Dam Swan Park will be disconnected for the next several days. The city's Department of Public Works says a new electrical service is being installed at the park this week. They add that, weather permitting, electricity will be back on by the end of the day on Friday. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Slight chance for showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 57. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 41. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 66. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 46.
95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. I'm Kel Zomer, live at the South Central Wisconsin Career Expo at Beaver Dam Fieldhouse at Beaver Dam High School, going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Come on out. We've got 30-plus area employers on hand with all different opportunities in all different fields right now. I've got a couple of the folks from Beaver Dam Unified School District with us, and they've got a whole handful of opportunities. We've got Quinn here with us. Quinn, can you talk about some of the opportunities that are available with the school district?
Yeah, we have kind of an array of opportunities. We hire, the busy season for teaching will be coming up here in the next month or so. We'll have TA assistant positions coming up for next year, and then we're looking for some maintenance positions. And then kind of the domino effect will start with teacher contracts going out next month. And so we kind of have a variety of positions that will be opening up for the next couple months. May through August, I would say, would be our busiest time.
And we've got Caitlin here as well. And Caitlin, can you talk a little bit about some of the great benefits available here working at Beaver Dam Unified School District?
Sure. So we have also an array of benefits. We includes health insurance, dental, vision, PTO, sick time. There's 403B opportunities, Roth IRAs. There's HSAs, all flex accounts. Kind of just depends on which insurance plan you pick and which position you're in.
And if for some reason somebody can't make it out here to the Career Expo today, how's the best way to get a hold of you guys and learn more about some of the opportunities?
So the first Wednesday of every month, we have walk-in Wednesdays. So people can come on up to the ESC building on Burnett Street, and we can do in-person interviews right away. You don't have an appointment that's necessary for that. We have job opportunities listed on the school district website, and we will also kind of be posting some of those in Indeed for some of our assistant positions. So we will probably be posting a lot of things in the next 3 to 4 weeks, so I would just say kind of keep an eye out. But you can always call at the ESC as well. And we can get you any information on job opportunities that will be available.
All right, Quinn and Caitlin with Beaver Dam Unified School District. They'll be here till 2 o'clock, as will all of our other employers at the South Central Wisconsin Career Fair, where we are broadcasting live on 95.3 WBEV.
It's time for an upgrade.
Upgrade your view with new windows and enjoy summer year-round with a sunroom from Hometown Glass and Improvement. Schedule your free estimate with Hometown Glass now and choose from an amazing selection of windows with over 10 top brands. Shop local and leave your home improvements to the area experts. Visit their showroom on North 7171 Raceway Road in Beaver Dam and check them out online at Hometown Glass and Improvement. You can call 887-3757 to schedule your free estimate today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here. If you were misled or lied to in any way when buying a timeshare, right now is your wake-up call. With the tariffs, economy tanking, and inflation rising, you might need to ask yourself this question. Is owning a timeshare a good idea? With all the economic uncertainty, you need to protect yourself and your family. Don't look back and say, if I'd have only got rid of that stupid timeshare they lied to me about. It's time to stop thinking about canceling your timeshare and finally get rid of it and be smart with your money. At Wesley Financial Group, we've saved 48,000 families an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare permanently or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
Talking all topics related to the draft in Green Bay and serving as your main source for all things Beaver Dam High School athletics in the spring season. Tune into the Dam Sports Show presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV at 1430 ESPN.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our home spring sale is going on right now and save up to 50% off of all of our sale prices. Build your own one-of-a-kind sectional with our awesome Simple Elements modular sectionals. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months and save big on reclining sofas starting as little as $495. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months or ask about our doorstep shipping. Shop local and save big during a home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam in Watertown.
Tune in to Back Talk, an informational talk show presented by New Med Integrated Healthcare in Waupun when they join us on Wednesday at 11:10 a.m. on WBEV. The doctors will join us on air and can answer your questions.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment. I'm Jake Hayes, and we are going to talk about my friends here at McKinstry's. There is a wonderful area rug sale going on at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. They are under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam. It's called the Super Spectacular Area Rug Clearance Event. They have more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry in to McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. Visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Also got one more shout out here for Jeans Floral. They manage your schedule, fend off intrusions. Wow, I can't say that word. Sort, type, and their administrative professionals. No one is just a secretary any longer. They keep you ahead of the game, whatever the title, and you know who they are. So remember them April 22nd through the 26th. It's Administrative Professional or Secretaries Week. So say thanks with the for all you do bouquet from Jeans Beaver Floral. It has seasonal flowers and a colorful reusable glass vase. Or put a smile on their face and pat on their back with a colorful mug bouquet. A bright mug filled with long-lasting flowers of the season. Jeans Beaver Floral has small growing dish gardens and bud vases. Call Jeans Beaver Floral at 885-3365 for administrative professionals and Secretaries Week. Check out the floral gifts in all price ranges and let your office assistants know how special they are. Call now for the best selection at Jeans Beaver Floral, located at 125 North Spring Street in Beaver Dam. Visit their website, jeansbeaverfloral.com, now with an easy-to-use shopping cart so you can order online or call 885-3365. Flowers and gifts for thoughtful giving and casual living. Now, without further ado, we will throw it over to Kevin Haugen for Community Comment.
Jake, and welcome back into our third segment of Community Comment this morning with our guest, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We were, before the break, discussing some important work zone safety tips that motorists should be aware about as we start getting into construction season here in the state of Wisconsin and in Dodge County. And Sheriff, there's a couple of projects, one here that's just getting underway that we want to highlight for our listeners and viewers today.
Yeah, 151 and C, a long-talked-about intersection just north of Beaver Dam, almost to a pond, has gotten the nod and is construction is underway. You'll probably see some heavy equipment out there already. I drove by there on Sunday and saw that they were sitting out there They're ready to roll. They're getting prepped and getting their office set up but here within the next couple of weeks, you're going to see a lot of construction out there. One major piece of information for people who like to get from Fox Lake to Waupun via Highway C, you won't be able to do that for a while. Once they close that, there will be zero access to 151 from Highway C or vice versa. That will be completely shut down. So anybody, especially over-the-road truckers, that's going to be particularly challenging if you use that way and you make that trek down Highway C. Once you get to 151, you're going to have to turn around. And none of those side roads are allowable for those heavy trucks, for those commercial motor vehicles. Semis are not allowed down Buckhorn or down Jersey Road or any of those other highways. You have to go all the way back to A to get around. So keep that in mind. You will not be able to access 151 from Highway C until this project is complete. So make other plans. I've been working with the highway department to get signage put up at Highway 1 or A and C to make sure people are aware of that in advance. So we're working through that. But if people go down there and they get stuck, they're going to have to find a way out. And if you turn around and get stuck in the ditches, that's not good either. You may end up with a citation for doing those things. So you got to follow those road closed signs. Goes back to what we were saying earlier. But that'll be a major project. Probably going to be going on for a couple of months until that one's completed. And then the second one, 151 and DE, which is just south of Beaver Dam, south of Newman Pools out there. That is also going to be reconstructed this summer as well. And that's going to be a very similar type of construction. They're both called R-cuts, which means you're going to have to make a right turn, go to the median and turn around to go back the other way in both directions from those intersections. So anticipate some road closures, some orange barrels out there. Follow those signs and directions give a little bit of extra time going through those areas. Be safe at those two locations.
Yeah, and if the listening public wants any more information about these projects or just to get updates on the status of work there, they can look up these two highway projects online at the State of Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. Just head to Google, type in Wisconsin DOT, and then for the 151 County C intersection projects, just type in Highway 151 and County C intersection. That should get you to the page there. And for the other projects, just type in Highway 151 and County Road or County Highway DE and Jackson Road for more information about those projects. And again, the sheriff was mentioning that several months work time frame. Don't have a specific end date when those projects should be wrapping up, but they'll take several months for those to be complete for those road projects. They're here just north and south of Beaver Dam. We're with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt here on Community Comment today. We do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
God, host of the Titleton Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from Marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
This is Matt Heyer from Heyer Insurance and Estate Planning. Are you nervous about retirement? Has your income plan been battle-tested? No worries. Call us at Heyer Insurance, where our team gets to know each client's individual story, and we educate how to solve problems while creating opportunities in the way that best impacts your retirement journey. We work closely with clients to develop comprehensive plans and manage them to optimize results. For a complimentary consult, call us, 920-887-0580. And remember, when you want to retire, call Heyer.
Your local orthopedic experts at Prairie Ridge Health are dedicated to providing personalized care. Dr. Albert Caccini is fellowship trained in sports medicine and works with patients at any stage of life or athletic ability, all the way from the weekend warrior to the elite athlete. Now seeing patients in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie clinics, new patients are welcome. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. I'm Kilzomer, live out at the South Central Wisconsin Career Expo, happening until 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Beaver Dam High School Fieldhouse. We've got 30-plus area employers on hand in all different fields. Veterinary services, corrections, law enforcement, you name it, education and manufacturing. One of the great employers out here is EK, and I've got Lori with me from EK. Thanks for being here. Can you talk a little bit about some of the opportunities that you're talking to folks about today?
Sure. We're here talking to the students about opportunities that they might have after they're done with their high school career. We've got anything from welders, electricians, field service techs, assemblers, and over on our custom manufacturing side, you know, brake press, CNC, paint line. There's so many opportunities for them to grow within the company and move around. It's a great opportunity in Fall River.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the great benefits for working at EK?
Sure. Our benefits are starting the first of the month after you're hired, so there's no 90-day waiting period. We have medical, dental, vision. We also have life insurance, paid vacation. In that first year, you get a minimum of 2 weeks of paid vacation. Personal days, you get your birthday off with pay. We do a lot of fun things, and I believe next week we have our first food truck of the year coming, and our employees get to enjoy those food trucks free all summer. So once a month we have food trucks coming to one location or the other. So that's kind of a fun benefit. We're going to the Mallards game in August, so lots of fun things at EK.
That is awesome. That is Lori with EK, one of many employers here at the Career Expo being held today until 2 o'clock at the Beaver Dam High School Fieldhouse. I'm Kiel Zomer, live from the Career Expo on 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you.
Super, super, super.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And with the last segment of Community Comment, here is Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into today's Community Comment. Our guest on the program this morning is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. It's your last opportunity to call in if you have a question for our guest here today. The phone number is 920-885-4446, or you can text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for our guest here on Community Comment today, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. And on this last segment here, I want to take the opportunity to just really commend and highlight the work done for those who are in law enforcement. I feel like throughout the month of April and May, there are weeks set aside to recognize those who work and spend their life dedicated in the law enforcement career. We just saw one not too long ago, Dispatcher Telecommunicators Week. We have another one coming up here, I believe you mentioned next week or this week. I cannot remember. I apologize. But what are some of those weeks that we want to recognize and highlight the work that those in law enforcement do? Well, last week was Telecommunicators Week, and you probably saw, if you have our app or followed us on Facebook or some of our other social media platforms, you've may have seen some of the fun fun that they had. They were rock stars. They were cowboys, and they had some fun with it and really celebrated their week. Tomorrow is actually Administrative Professionals Day, so we'll be recognizing our support staff. I believe it's the first week in May is Correctional Officer Week, and so they'll be getting recognized for all the hard work that they do each and every day, dealing with those individuals who are incarcerated. And then the week of the 12th of May is Law Enforcement or Police Week, National Police Week. And that week we have our Law Enforcement Memorial Wednesday at 11 o'clock out in front of the administration building right on Highway 26, downtown Main Street in Juneau. We have our Law Enforcement Memorial every year that's held out there. We do close out down Highway 26 for that for about a half an hour, 45-minute ceremony. And our honor guard comes out we always have a very special speaker that's there. And then I'll be running through all of the individuals that are remembered at that memorial on that day. And that'll be on Wednesday, the 14th at 11 a.m. And then on the 16th, we have a brat fry that we hold every year. I think this is our fourth year of doing it. Captain Bake came to me one year and said, well, we as an administrative team should just put together a brat fry and go out there and interact with the community. And so we do that every single year. We grill up some brats. We grill up some burgers. And it's a great lunch for everybody, whether you're just somebody in the community passing by or somebody in one of the county buildings or living in Juneau. So we're happy to provide that service. The proceeds to that generally go to something we are raising funds for. And this year, I believe we're going to raise those funds. We haven't finalized it yet, but for some additional drones for our drone pilots that we have in the agency for keeping our people safe and being able to locate individuals quickly. So a lot of things going on over the next couple of weeks in recognition of those individuals. So as you see our staff, I always say it, not necessary to say it to me. Say it to my staff. They do a lot of hard work and give them credit for the work, hard work that they do. We're very blessed in Dodge County to have a safe community and a crew of staff who work hard to make you safe and make it a great place to live, work, and play.
Yeah, and that you mentioned that law enforcement memorial ceremony happening on May 14th. That is open to the public. If anybody is able to head out and attend that at 11 a.m. at the administration building there in Juneau. I've covered that several years now for our news coverage, and it's a very special and a really neat opportunity to recognize those who've lost their lives here in Dodge County in the line of duty. So again, that's May 14th there in Juneau outside the Dodge County Administration Building at 127 East Oak Street in Juneau. Is parking usually in the backside there if you because that Highway 26 you mentioned, they shut down for for that ceremony there. Also, here on Community Comments, want to make sure we spend a couple of minutes recognizing or highlighting some members of the Sheriff's Office staff that will be getting some recognition of their own here next month.
Yeah, we've got Deputy Jamie Bilter, Deputy Kayla Tritt, and Deputy Jared Land here are all receiving the Green Bay Packers Protect and Serve Award on May 29th, coming up soon. Because of an incident, we also recognized them for a couple times already. They received a President's Award from me as the President of the Dodge County Executive Law Enforcement Association, and I gave them life-saving awards. There was an attempted homicide that happened down in the town of Shields last summer, which they grabbed the victim and dragged her out of harm's way, placing themselves in harm's way with an armed assailant in near proximity, saving her life. And so for that, they are receiving that Protect and Serve Award. And the Green Bay Packers are giving them the opportunity to then donate $2,000 either to the Sheriff's Office or to the charity of their choice. I don't believe they've decided yet on their choice, but they're being recognized on the 29th of May at Lambeau Field. And I'll be joining them up there, and be a really neat thing to be part of. And being able to recognize our staff once again is such an honor. They do such fantastic work to keep our community safe.
Yeah. And as we're here with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, and in really the midst of all these weeks recognizing all the important work that those who chose to go into a law enforcement career, they do, and just how stressful of a job that is. Sheriff, as we sit here with you today, just one more time, just what are your thoughts and feelings when it comes to being able to recognize all the important things that people, not only deputies who are out on patrol on the streets, but the dispatchers back at the communications center
or jail staff in at the jail, just how much how important it is that all those pieces work together to keep Dodge County safe.
I couldn't do my job without all of them. My job, I've been elected to keep everybody safe as a sheriff of Dodge County, and I can't do it alone. I need all of these people to help me accomplish that goal. And there's not enough time in the day to recognize all of them. It's great that we're able to recognize Kayla, Jamie, and Jared for what they did. We've got so many other fantastic staff, from dispatchers to corrections officers, patrol deputies, detectives, support staff, court security. It's amazing, and it's a really cool thing that we're able to sit here and honor them for just weeks at a time. But if you see any of them in the community, go up and say thank you. And we hear that a lot out in the community. That's not always as common in other communities. And we're very thankful for the support we have here in Dodge County.
Again, want to thank our guest for joining us on Community Comment today, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. Sheriff, thank you again so much for joining us on Community Comment today.
My pleasure. Be safe out there.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.